Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Thank you for tuning in to Monday's episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. We're going to bring our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, in a few minutes. But before we do that, we have some amazing guests. I'm going to let you know a little bit about them. We have a special person who's joining us today. And again, I'm going to give you some more information about that. We also have the chat room open. And for everyone who's listening on the line, if you love to join the conversation with your CEO, Joseph Collins, and Sharifa Hardy, please press the one button on your phone so we know you want to talk to us. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Collins?
I am doing wonderful. It's been a very busy day. And otherwise than that, I'm doing pretty good. I'm loving life right now. We're working hard for our shareholders here. I know a lot of people don't know this, but I'm actually in Frisco, Texas right now. And, Frisco, Plano, Texas. And I'm down here taking care of some business on behalf of our shareholders. So I've been traveling over the last few days, over the weekend, and this is one of the weirdest things because you guys never know where I'm going to be. So I'm here. And I'm doing pretty good.
Fantastic. So what are some of the exciting updates to Punch TV Studios?
Well, you know, one of the things that's really exciting is right now is we're preparing to send out a little over 1,000 stock certificates in the next couple of days. And so that's going to be really exciting for all of our shareholders who are in this tranche of stock certificates to get their stock certificates. That's going to be like super duper exciting. And I actually came down here to oversee the process of them getting their stock certificates in this one. And so that's a pretty interesting kind of thing to be going through that and making sure that that all comes together for our shareholders. That is pretty exciting. I think most people know by now we are selling stock in our company at $1 a share. And people are embracing us from all over America. They are embracing our IPO, and it's awesome. We are the only company doing an IPO that's reaching out to the urban community directly. And I am
Hi,
Carter.
Are you a guest or are you just listening?
I'm very excited. I'm very excited about what we're doing at Punch. It's just very, very exciting, very, very exciting. And so as we move towards the close of the IPO, it's just like really, really phenomenal, you know, everything that's happening and everything that's going on. And we want to encourage everyone to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And become an investor in Punch TV. It's pretty interesting. You're going to learn a tremendous amount about the market and how it works, and as it relates to understanding investments and investment dollars. We think we're going to build an incredible company. We believe that 100% we're going to do that. We're going to build a company that's going to generate roughly $500 million to $1 billion in revenue. And annually, by year three, we're going to produce about 300 new movies over a three-year period of time. And so I'm just really excited right now. I'm just really, really happily excited. How does that make you feel right there?
Well, I'm definitely excited. I think that when you mentioned 1,000 stock certificates went out, you know, that's not just the first batch. I mean, they have, you know, multiple batches or, you know, all the stock certificates going out. I think that is truly amazing. So that's one of the things that I'm very excited about.
Isn't it amazing to see all of the support that we're getting, though? You know, and to see all of the people who are like rallying around us, who are really getting what we're doing and the significance of what we're doing. Isn't that exciting?
I think that's definitely exciting. Almost every day we pick up, I don't even know if that's the right word for it. We have more and more people who are joining the Punch TV Studios movement, whether, I mean, today, for instance, the first call early this morning, I got a call from a radio station in North Carolina who wants to have Punch TV Studios on the air. The phones are definitely ringing. We had I'm so excited. I know we're going to talk to the author of the article that went out really viral. Let's just say viral about you this morning.
I like articles that go viral about me. That's a very good thing. I just kind of like that. I don't know why I like it, but I do like articles that go viral. I like all the media that's really happening for Punch really right now. I just really like all the media that's really happening. And I think that in itself is awesome, and I'm so glad that a lot of the media is beginning to chime in. I mean, we're going viral right now on Facebook, which is incredible. We've had thousands of people find out about Punch TV Studios on Facebook, and I just think that that's really incredible. You know, I'm like, wow, you know, just like I'm really having some wow moments here. And I just think right now people will really got to see what we're doing and really try to understand and grasp the concept of what we're doing. And of what we're doing, and I'm just really, really jazzed by just everything. What we're going to do today, how we're going to do this today, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this show in the hands of Da Sharifa today, and because I think I'm feeling car lag or something. I don't know what I'm feeling, but I know I'm feeling something. And so I'm pretty cool.
Okay, well, the Sharifa says we're going to stop for a brief commercial break, and then we'll return with a very special guest.
Okay, cool. Love that. Let's go to break.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Did I Nabuki today?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking? Are you asking me, did I Nabuki today?
I did.
I did not Nabuki today.
Oh, my goodness.
And I did not Nabucco
today. Nabucco?
I have. I mean, the day's not over yet. But at this
True.
Up to this point, I have not Nabucco. And the reason why is because really I've been working on getting stock certificates out to our more than 1,000 shareholders right now and, that are in this batch. And it has been just like one heck of a day. And so because of that, I have not Nabucco today. And then also I've been internet challenged today because there are some spots that are just like dead spots here in Texas with the internet. So I've been internet challenged. So, you know, that's one of those things, you know, so I'm like, whoa. All right, so who do we have on the line here tonight? Go ahead, let's introduce our first guest tonight.
We have a very special guest tonight who actually returned to town early just so she could be a guest on your radio show. Carrie Jo, are you with us?
I sure am.
All
How
right,
are you doing
great.
This evening?
Good. You know, I got to say something. Joseph, I was fascinated because Joseph saw me on LinkedIn, which is a great thing for really, and I also was with the basically producing and independent filmmakers. It was really fascinating to see you just get that studio started. And I always say it's kind of like film school. And what we say is that we can't wait for people. You got to get out there and do it or it's not going to get done. So I really thought that was so fantastic that you're out there pushing for Punch Studios and wanting to get out there and also that it has the effect of being able to benefit a lot of people.
What do you think of that,
Mr. Collins?
We are
really excited to be able to do that and give people an opportunity, and that's what this is really about. We really want to tell some incredible stories and really work with great filmmakers who are just really good, but they just haven't really had the break that they need, and provide budgets for those filmmakers to make films with our company that we're going to distribute all over the world. And I just think that that's just so important to do.
I agree. I'm one of those
and
young
I'm really happy to be a catalyst to be a part of that. You know, I'm just really happy to do that. So we're happy to have you on. What are you working on tonight? I mean, not
Basically,
tonight, but what are you working
yeah,
on?
What I'm working on is we're working on a script. A friend of mine is a producer of films, Bollywood films in India. And I didn't realize he was doing that. And I said, hey, I've always wanted to do one of a Bollywood film because it's actually a musical. And to me, it's like one live long music video, which is fantastic. And so
yeah.
He said, why don't you write the script and let's go there and shoot it, which is fantastic because my idea was to actually take that Bollywood film and kind of put a more of a what I call a hip-hop version of that instead of having a lot of Bollywood performers singing
right.
music. We have some American hip-hop artists do the music. I found to be much more fascinating. So I'm working on that, and also I have some sports projects, because when I was in grad school, I actually worked in the sports department at the university, so that put me in the bid with a lot of athletes, and so, of course, they helped me out a lot. So I'm like, oh, I got some TV shows. I need to have you guys be a part of it. So it's nice that they would just sign stuff and get out, you know, basically get together with all their other friends and get on board. And I also have a project, too. It's a World War II project. It's about the bomb group of the Tuskegee Airmen, because I really wanted to do a film that had primarily an African-American cast, and that's male cast, and show them in a different light than some of the things we've seen before. And the difference being in that World War II, in order to be an officer and a gentleman, you had to go to college. So it would be fantastic to see African-American men who were well-educated basically arise to these positions in World War II and really change things in terms of history.
I think those are certainly stories that we champion, man. I really like that. I mean, those are certainly stories that we champion. We've got to get these stories out there. I'm a pilot myself. A lot of people don't know this, but I fly airplanes. And, well, I guess a lot of people do, but I fly airplanes, and I've actually trained out of the Compton Airport for a while in Compton, California. And what they have at the Compton Airport is they have a lot of the older Tuskegee Airmen. They hang out there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So you can go there and you can hang out and actually meet some of the veterans that actually fought in the war, that actually flew the planes, that literally just come to the Compton Airport just to hang out. And I was like, wow, that is just so exciting what you're doing. You know, really awesome.
I just feel so good because you're an actual pilot, so you really get me.
Oh, no, I'm a pilot, so I get that. You know, I'm a pretty good pilot, too. I can fly in circles, you know. When I can say I fly circles around you, I mean that literally.
Yeah, and I actually have a lot of friends I know who own those World War II planes and stuff like that, because as part of trying to get that project done, a friend of mine, Keith, a young African-American guy who just knew every guy who owned all these planes, everything, got me in bed with everybody. And it was one huge thing. The guy said, hey, if you need that B-25, if you need the P-51, if you need these things for your film, you got them. And so bless their hearts when you get behind all the World War II guys, all the pilots. Because one of the things we were looking at is basically the African American Pilots Association to kind of be in some of those planes, because of course we have to have African American pilots fly those planes in the film so it looks like it's supposed to look. I'm really big on that. So hearing you talk about that, Joseph, just makes me so happy.
Well, you know, I definitely would love to be a pilot in one. I could fly. You know, don't load it up, because I will shoot them gun. No. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to do that.
Joseph, don't aim that way. Yeah, exactly. And the same thing when I met Mike.
I didn't mean to shoot up the airport, you know.
Joseph, I'm assuming you go to a lot of the air shows like I have been at Compton Airport. Yeah, of course, you know, that's – and, you know, the bad thing of it is that it's taken so long to try to get that thing off, this film off the ground. And the hardest thing for me is the fact that a lot of, you know, the guys who were part of the Tuskegee Airmen, a lot of those guys have passed on and moved on to the, you know, heaven, as I like to say, as a pilot should be of that caliber. And, you know, it's sad to see, because for me – even though my friends say it doesn't matter when that gets out, it's an honor for them. But, you know, for me, and I think you can understand that too, Joseph, it's an honor when somebody's sitting in that theater, seeing and getting the accolades for all the hard work they did and the recognition. So that's kind of, for me, the big thing is to have had those guys in that theater to be able to see it.
Well, I'm excited about what you're doing, and I think it's really, really awesome. And these are some of the things that we want to champion, certainly, those wonderful kind of stories like that that need to get out and that need to happen. And I just we're going to get ready to go to a commercial break, but I just want to tell you that, you know, I wish you all the best of luck in pulling that together. And, you know, if Punch can help here and there, you know, because those are really expensive movies to make, but if we can help here and there, please let us know. And right after our IPO, I'll definitely be willing to have our team sit down with you and see if we can participate in some kind of way. Anything for veterans, especially the Tuskegee Airmen, anything for that, I definitely would love to help champion and be a part of in some kind of way. So we're going to take this.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being on the show. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more after this.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Sharifa, you know, that was an amazing guest, wasn't it? That was like really, really good. And I like people who are inspiring like that. I was really inspired by that conversation with her talking about the Tuskegee Airmen. You know, they were really groundbreaking guys to really
yes.
come out during that time and to really make, you know, to really stand for, and you know, this is something that's a true fact, is that they never lost a bomber during their raids as Tuskegee Airmen. They never lost a bomber when they were flying, I believe, over Germany and places like that. They never lost a bomber. And, and there was a tremendous amount of racism for the, and I mean direct racism, for the Tuskegee Airmen. But what happened is since they would fly the bombardiers in, you know, and bring them back safely, all of a sudden people started requesting the red tails because they had red tails on the back of their plane. So the other guys, they didn't want to lose their lives because the people who were flying, you know, it was like a 50-50 chance if you was going to get back or not. But when you flew with the red tails, you were pretty much assured that you were going to go on a bombing run and then come back. So I just think that's so important. This history is so important. And
I forgot you were a pilot.
Yes. Girl, I can fly. I dream about it every night and day.
This is not Star Search. Where is the farthest you've flown?
No. I haven't flown far. I mean, I've flown maybe a couple hundred miles or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, so you know, we've done probably about that, something like that, you know. But I'm pretty good pilot. I'm not half bad, actually. Not half bad. Not have that.
How long
at
have
all.
You been a pilot?
I have been a pilot for, that's a great question. I've been a pilot for like 5-6 years. But
well,
I haven't really
cool.
been able
My
to
brother's
fly.
A pilot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He is a pilot. That's right. You told me that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a part of
and
the
you remember.
Club. Being a pilot, period, in America is like being a part of an IPO. Everybody don't do that. Although you have a better chance of being a pilot in America than getting an IPO past the SEC. Now, I'm just going to tell you that. That's with anybody. It don't matter what color, whatever you are. You have a better chance in America of becoming a pilot than getting an IPO done in America, which Punch TV Studios has done, and we're selling stock at $1 a share in our company, and we are making it happen. And this thing is going viral. And to watch it go viral and to be on this end of it going viral is certainly something quite special. You know,
A lot of people don't know, but I'll just share this too. I was an agent for a long time, but I helped to build a lot of careers too. And when you see something that just jumps off and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about it, you know, all of a sudden everybody wants to be a part of it. All of a sudden everybody is hearing about this particular artist. It's like amazing right now to see that take place for Punch TV Studios. And now all of a sudden people all over the country are hearing about this. And they're like, hey, we've got to be a part of that. We've got to be a part of that. And they're chatting about it. And they're... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I said you don't talk about being an agent much. You know, because I think when people see the IPO or they see Punch TV Studios, they're kind of under the impression that, especially because it's a startup, that you are just like this rookie that just started. You woke up and decided that this is what you want to do. But you've really been in the game for a long time.
Yeah, no, I've been doing it for quite a while. I've been in the business for a long time. You know, when I talk about that, I started in the backyard of my mother's house, you know, that's what I did, literally. You know, I started making stop animation movies, and I would build whole cities. And instead of playing with my Hot Wheel cars on track, I would take my Hot Wheel cars and make movies with my Hot Wheel cars moving around the city that I built and made my Hot Wheel cars kind of to life. And I did that with stop animation. And that is really how I kind of, you know, got going. And then from there, I was one of the first digital editors, because back in the day, like now, everybody's excited. You know, when you have Final Cut Pro, people can edit, and it brings editing down so that anybody can do it. But back in the day, there was no Final Cut Pro. You used to have these big machines, which were Beta SP decks or 3/4-inch decks or VHS decks, all connected together, and you would assemble your shows by cutting all these different pieces and things like that together. And so I mastered that. But then this wonderful company, which I don't even know if it's in existence anymore, but it's called Media 100. They came out with one of the first digital editing systems, and I purchased one. And that revolutionized really the things that I could do. All of a sudden, I can put up these wonderful effects in my pictures. So when I was doing music videos for people, and I'm just, you could think of one group like Atlantic Star back in the day, which was a really big group, and I did their music video. That's just one of the many that I did. And in doing their video, I was able to add graphic effects to their video and do some real funky stuff in their video, and they were amazed. And that video, I don't know if it got an award or not, but I know it played a lot on MTV and it played a lot on a lot of different places. So these are the things that I did do. But during the time that I was doing the video portion, I also started my own agency, my own talent agency. And so I would fill people or send people out into the world to go do this movie, go do that movie. I'm going to send you out on audition. And I managed to get some pretty big clients. MC Hammer was one of my clients back in the day. I had Hazel from Chase the Honey, right. And I had I managed a couple rap groups, and I went gold with one of my rap groups that I managed, and we sold 500,000 records. And what I learned in doing that was, one, I really liked this business. I really liked the whole thing of it. But I also learned that you had to do the business. Somebody had to do the business. And the only way to do the business is that you had to have access to capital. And I ran into capital walls, if that makes sense to you. And so I had phenomenal plans to build, like, my own television studio over 20 years ago. You know, we need our own television studio. We need to own it outright. We need to start just cranking out shows after shows after shows after shows. But then when I was doing what I was doing, because I was so progressive, and at that time there were no African Americans doing what I was doing, period. It just didn't exist. They never really explored the capital markets.
And the only one that really came out quite successful was Reginald Lewis. And he was the only one that came out quite successful, and he did his as a leverage buyout of Beatrice Foods. And so I never really got – so I would go to the capital market. You know, I would go to, for instance, like when I wanted to build my television studio complex, I had the designs done. I literally had a city built in a model. I had a model of the whole city. This is where the housing is going to go. This is where the studio is going to sit. This is how we're going to redo this whole thing like that. And we went to the capital markets, and at that time I was backed by Prudential Securities. They did a guarantee. We were putting together a bond, and a bond guarantee of $190 million, right? But bond is debt, so we put a bond to guarantee of $190 million for me to go build my entertainment complex during that time. Very, very true. And so then you would go meet cities and you would say, hey, why don't you bring us to your city? You know, why don't you do these different kinds of things like that to bring us to your city? Why don't we do this? And then so I would start meeting with cities and cities after cities after cities after city, but a lot of people couldn't believe what I was doing because it was not natural for an African-American male to operate at that capacity and bring the people together to achieve these different kinds of objectives. And so what ultimately would happen is we were so far ahead, I was so far ahead of my time until the people would think that there was something wrong with me when really it was something wrong with them. So not only were you dealing with the prejudice that came from investment bankers, that came from companies that are of those things, you were also dealing with reverse prejudice from your own people who you're like, hey, we're going to build this complex, and we're going to do this like this, and, you know, if we all rally together, let's do it. And your own people would do this because we had a chance to build our media complex, our entertainment complex, and I'll just say this right off in the city of Compton, and it would have put thousands of jobs in Compton. It would have made Compton on the map on a whole nother level, but they couldn't see it. They just really, really, really couldn't see it. And so that's when, you know, coming back now and doing what we're doing with Punch TV Studios and understanding the capital markets, I'm like, no, I'm going to go to the people, and I'm going to tell the people this is what we have to do, and we have to do this together as a people. We have to stand together as a people for capital markets, and if we do this together as a community, we can change the entertainment process. Because if you look at how African-American men are portrayed on television, especially back in the day, it's kind of changing a little bit. But anytime an African-American man has any power, it had to come from the fact that he was a drug dealer on television. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, he was a drug dealer. Now he uses drug money to become the empire. You know, those are the kinds of way that we are portrayed in media. But some of us ain't never seen drugs. You know, some of us ain't never done any of those kinds of things. And we've got to now tell a new story about us. And I share this, you know, and certainly I share this wholeheartedly. You know, we have to protect Black culture and really tell our stories, because we've had so many wonderful stories that if we don't tell these stories, they're going to get lost. And that's what this is about. This is about having a platform to tell our stories, and let's not tear one another apart telling our stories. We've already made history. We're the only African-American owned company in America to be on the stock exchange. We're the only company, period, to sell our stock directly to the urban community and say, hey, you can be a part of this, and we're going to put you in at the ground level. Do we have investment bankers who want to back us and do this? Yes, we have investment bankers that want to back us and do this. But I don't want to work with the investment bankers in this phase. I want the community to benefit from what we're doing. And that's why this is so important. So there is a rich history there
that goes back that brought me and Punch TV Studios to where we are today. I've already paid the price. I've already, if you want to lay the road down, now we're just putting the stripes on the street. And I'm asking people, hey, I've already paved the road. I've already put the gravel down. I've already laid the foundation. I've already done these things. I just need you to help me paint the streets. Help me put the line down the street. And then we're going to put some stop signs and some stuff like that on the street. So that's basically what I'm asking people to do to help us achieve this objective. We're going to achieve this objective. We are already banding together. So I don't have to say, oh, black people don't work together. That's not true. I've got thousands of them that are backing Punch right now, thousands. So we are working together, but we need everybody. We need everybody to see where we're coming from, to see how we're doing this, and let's get this done. That's what it is. I kind of went on a soapbox here, right? Didn't I, Shreve? I don't even see that.
That's right. You tell them, Mr. Collins. You tell them.
Yeah.
Get all the work. We just need you to put on a little bit of paint, you know,
help
get
us
a cone,
paint it.
Bring
it build
out
the house.
To the highway.
Just help us paint it. Just come to the paint party, you know. Just, you ain't even got to paint all the walls. Just paint one wall. Just paint a wall. You know, just paint a wall. That's it. We done already built the house. We done put the insulation in. We done did all that. Just come paint a wall. That's all we're saying to people. And so that's it. So I think we've got some fabulous guests on the line tonight. And we're going to get to our guests right now because I kind of would just say, but I'm glad you asked me that question and I'm glad you allowed me to share that, you know, because that is 100% correct. A lot of people don't know that I am steeped in this business. So when I say I'm the greatest of all time, there's very few people that know more about television than me, period. It's just very few. And so, I mean, and that's just the way it is. There's no other way. So I'm the greatest. Now we're going to take it. We're going to create new jobs, and we're going to take this thing to a whole nother level. So I hope you guys are in the punch bowl with me tonight and that you can see what we're doing. And I think I have a very good friend on the line here tonight, and he's been a big Punch supporter. And I think it's Pastor Johnson, and he's on the line with us tonight. Pastor, how you doing tonight?
Well, I am excited about what I'm hearing. I'm on the move so much I didn't know anything about Punch TV, and I certainly want to jump on board because I'm a product of the inner city of Washington, D.C. So I just need, you know, more information on how can I be a part of Punch, how can I make an investment into Punch, and where the next meeting going to be. I love to see people moving toward their God-given success. So good evening, and I'm glad to be aboard.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Thank you. So easily can invest, go to our website. You guys should have me up in Washington up there, and I can give
you a speech. No, I'm in Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta now. I moved from
Atlanta. I'm
sorry,
you're in
Atlanta.
Y'all should have me in Atlanta down there. I'm in Atlanta all the time. You know,
it's
been tough to, and let me tell you this, Pastor, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not saying it just to you, but I'm saying it to the clergy at large. The vision that I have, God gave me this vision, and he gave me this vision because so much of our history is lost.
Absolutely.
When one pastor dies and another pastor comes into that church, the pastor that died in a few years, maybe 10, he just becomes a picture on the wall.
He's erased.
You know, and he's almost erased. So we've got to have these stories told. And we could really use the clergy support in helping us tell the stories. And I will come to Atlanta, and I will speak to the clergy, and I will give you the vision that God gave me to document the history of churches and actually pull a lot of our movies that we're going to make and stuff. We're going to come out of the church. I mean, we are really have a really heart for faith-based things. Now, we do other movies and things like that, of course. Of course, we do dramas and we do sitcoms and we do comedies. But we've always been steeped in faith-based. We've always had a faith-based initiative, Pastor. And it would be really great to just, you know, do some kind of conference there, something in January or something like that, where we can bring these pastors together so that they could see the vision. Because one thing is for sure, until God comes back,
we ourselves are going to pass away. And
yes.
when that happens, we don't want to be just a picture on the wall. We want somebody to remember our work.
Well, I love what I'm hearing. As I said before, I'm a product of the inner city. Washington, D.C. is where my hometown. I was born with a disease in my body called sarcoidosis.
Wow.
Yeah, and sarcoidosis is when the pleurisy, the fluid of your lungs, which is called pleurisy, it builds up so rapidly it restricts your breathing. The comedian
wow.
Bernie Mac passed away of sarcoidosis, and the all-pro football player Reggie White, both of these persons died of sarcoidosis. And my father left me in the hospital dying. The doctors used me as a guinea pig and put various drugs to attempt to alleviate my condition, and I went partially blind and had brain damage.
Wow.
My mother was going to drown me in the river, in the Mississippi River, and God spoke to her and said, "Don't kill your baby." And at the age of 5 years old, God took away my blindness, gave me total recall in my brain. I've been preaching since I was 17 years old. I've been preaching for over 37 years. Now I'm an international evangelist. I travel all over the world, and I am delighted. Thank you for emailing me and giving me this opportunity, this platform. I believe this is Joseph Collins, right?
Yep, that's me.
So, Brother Collins, thank you so much for reaching out to me. I got the email, and I said I want to. I was not aware of Punch TV. After hearing so much of your vision and your goals, and how driven you are, and also how passionate you are. And let me say this. Every time you have the hand of God in your life for success, you should expect opposition. You should expect, unfortunately, you should expect those that don't see where you are heading. They can see the sky, but they very rarely can see the stars. You have to really gaze to really see the stars. And so you are a star in God's galaxy to do some great things and to be a shining light. I'm so proud of you. I am just humbled to be on tonight, but I am so proud of you resisting the painful experiences of people not jumping aboard, being denied. You know, racism is not going to go anywhere. You can't legislate racism. They tried that with the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act. You can't legislate racism. It's a spirit, and God must change the heart for racism to turn. But despite all of that, Brother Collins, you persevered. I came out of welfare when you had the food stamps, and I used to wear shoes with holes in the bottom of them and put cardboard in my feet, in my shoes. And there were people that could have helped me, could have bought me shoes, but they laughed at me instead of helping me. And at the age of 17, in the projects of Washington, D.C., Brother Collins, eating free butter, government cheese, and drinking Kool-Aid out of the mayonnaise jar, God showed me a dream of my feet on different colors of carpet and soil, said he kept me alive to tell this dying world about Jesus, the living Savior. And I thank God that you and I have connected, and I know it just not haphazardly or coincidental that it was God's hand to allow our path to cross. And I certainly want to see what I can do as far as even sowing or being an investor in your dream. And here's a scripture I want you and the listeners to look at sometime in your spare time, St. Luke chapter 16, Brother Collins. I'm not here to preach. I'm just going to give you a scripture, Luke 16 and 12. Luke chapter 16, verse 12, it says, "If you have not been faithful," that word faithful means encouraging or supportive, "in another man's dream, then God will never let your dream get off the ground." And I, Brother Collins, thank God for you. And I want to be a supporter and a pusher in your dream. And that's what's wrong with the black community. And I love our people. But a lot of times, as you forestated, we don't understand. If we push others' dreams, then our dream will move ahead also.
Wow. Amen.
Thank you. being on the show. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor. I think that's absolutely wonderful, and I certainly receive that. I receive that into my spirit. I certainly do.
You're not just a dream carrier, Brother Collins. You're not just a dream carrier. You're a dream pusher. And I believe you push others' dreams. That's why yours has come to fruition.
I love it. Well, pray for us. You know, keep us in your prayers. And we're going to be doing something on Sundays, on the radio on Sundays, that we'd love to get you on over the weekend and, man, have a jolly good time. So make sure we get your number and everything, or send us your phone number or whatever. So, and then we'd love to get you on. Again, we want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And invest in the Punch TV Studios. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we've got another superstar guest who's on the line with us. And we'll be right back after these Punch TV messages.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Mr. Collins.
Well, this is such an exciting show tonight. And we have another special guest on the line. I think this gentleman, he cries out, victim no more. Victim no more. That means that we're not going to be victims any longer. And he's spreading the word, and he's crying it out. And that's a powerful statement, isn't there, Jericho?
I believe it is. That's why I was so excited. I'm always excited about our guests. I love our guests. It's wonderful. We always have some amazing shows. But this guy, Mr. Bobby Patterson, I just think is amazing to actually take a stance and to build a community that's going to help other people. So I think we should bring Mr. Bobby Patterson on the line and let him know exactly what we think. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Patterson?
Good evening. I'm doing great. And you know, I appreciate the invite and the opportunity to even speak, and I actually count it as a privilege. I was sharing with my wife just what has happened today, and everything, all the steps are ordained, and if I can help in any kind of way, even a little small fraction, I'm good with that, because this is a big story, and I don't mind being a little piece of a much bigger story.
I'm just happy that you wrote about us on your website and in your blog today. I'm just really happy about that, and then I want to really just thank you for, considering us. You know, I was really, really honored, and you did some extreme homework on that thing. And I read it today, and I was like, wow, this guy really did some real research. I mean, you really went through it. And so I'm thankful, Mr. Patterson, that you would write about us and you know, bring that
bring that story out. I'm just really, really thankful. Really thankful.
It's interesting how it came about. First of all, just a little bit of background as to where the victim no more came from. You know, I had been for years a big advocate of just taking personal responsibility. Life happens, and especially in the day and time that we're living in, especially as a people, as a community, it is by no stretch of the imagination, there's no fallacy. Racism, prejudice exists. However, though, and there's a lot of conversation out here about that. And what I noticed, there's a lot of websites, there's a lot of fan pages, groups on social media that talk specifically about either what has happened in the past or what is happening right now as the negative effects of our people. What I found missing was the other side of the conversation about what we can do and what some are doing. And how about taking some personal responsibility about some of the bad behavior and just the lack of initiative sometimes, because we get discouraged. But if I could just show some success stories and show, hey, somebody is out here doing it, so it doesn't mean that it can't get done. And there was one incident that really, really ignited this particular issue. My wife had sent me on an errand early last year, and I was passing by a shopping center, and it's in a predominantly what we would call black neighborhood. In this shopping center, I was noticing the different stores or the different places of businesses that was in this shopping center. You had a nail shop. You had a Chinese restaurant. You had a beauty supply store. And I went inside this parking lot, and I just took a real hard look around, and I actually have a video that I had done at that particular time that really talked about this. But what really disturbed me is that as I observed, the number one consumer in those businesses were us, but we didn't own any of those businesses. And on top of that, the irony in all this is that this shopping center is right behind an urban league. And it really bothered me, because what I was witnessing in a nutshell was financial genocide.
Right.
And so I'm and I carried that, and then I had something very personal, a major surgery that if I didn't have it at that particular time, it was an emergency, I probably would not be on the phone with you right now. And during that time while I was convalescing, you know, the Father, the Heavenly Father, just started putting in me, okay, this is how I want you to do this. This is the message that you need to give to your people. That this is we need to change our mindset. And that's where it starts, with the man and the woman in the mirror. Fast forward a couple of days. Matter of fact, I think it was Friday. I had caught glimpse of someone who may have done a piece on Punch TV and yourself, Mr. Collins, and I looked at it, and I couldn't get away from it. And I said, okay, I'm seeing this, and it was almost like I couldn't believe it. I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you have an industry veteran who has been in the business seemingly forever, who has this dream of bringing a network to fruition, and the little knowledge that I understand concerning IPOs, I'm like, he's not even going the traditional route.
That's
okay,
correct.
What's causing
That's
all this? And so I started doing a little bit of research concerning Regulation A+ and how it was part of the Jobs Act that was signed back in 2012. I said, I got it. So that was pretty much how I did the story. I took a couple of days, did my due diligence, had a piece about it, because unlike the other stories that I brought forth to the Victim No More fan page, this one was different. Reason being, because there's an opportunity to invest. So
right.
I wanted to make sure that if I was going to bring something, and not necessarily I was going to open and tell everyone to do it, but I wanted to word it in such a way as to which they walk away from it and say, why not? so we can start taking excuses off of the table. And that was also the reason why, if you notice, even at the end of that article, I even put the SEC filings on there. So if somebody wants to do more work, you don't have to go far. There it is right there.
Wow.
So in essence, I really wanted to take some excuses off of the table. I want to see you win. I want to see this happen. We really do not have a ownership presence as far as the media and entertainment
industry
is concerned.
We do not have an ownership presence. That is correct.
And so because there's a difference, and I was explaining to someone earlier today, there's a difference in between being in a white-owned company, and though they may have management that have us in there, ultimately you're still up under the control of the individual who is signing the checks. So when you have somebody that look like you that is signing the checks, then therefore there's a higher chance that our narrative, our stories, the other side, other than what we have been force-fed here over the years of all these negative stereotypes, and yes, some of those do exist, but that's not the total sum of us. And it really is an opportunity to enhance the message of being the victim no more. So I am just flat-out excited for you, Mr. Collins. I'm pulling for you, and I've already got my family together. We already putting together a plan, and we're looking forward in connecting with this particular vision right here. I see it making a tremendous impact. And if you notice, if you have an opportunity to go to the Victim No More fan page, you will see the activity that is picking up and the conversation that is picking up. The word is getting out there, sir.
Yes, it is. And we're really excited, and we're really thankful to have you do that for us, and we're really thankful that you wrote such an amazing article and you did your homework, and I'm really thankful to you, Mr. Patterson. I truly am, because it takes people with the courage that you had to do this article that really is going to make a difference in everything that we're doing. It really does. So I want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to take a quick word from one more guest tonight. And Shreveport, why don't you introduce this guest, and thank you so much for joining us tonight, Mr. Patterson.
No, thank you.
Mr. Patterson, we are going to take our next guest, and I want to thank you for calling in on the show. But before we let you go, where can people find more information about you?
Of course, you can actually go to the website, www.thevictimnomore.com. Have a presence on Facebook. There's a fan page by that same name, facebook.com/ The Victim No More. And I'm also on Twitter. I have a different handle, No More Victim. So those three places, you can pretty much find me there on a regular basis.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for joining us on tonight's episode of Changing the Conversation. We do have another guest who's calling in. We have Mr. Jordan. Mr. Jordan, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
And you'd like to join the conversation?
Well, yeah, I just really wanted to chime in and dovetail on what everyone has said thus far about Mr. Collins' dream and vision, and to wish him well, and to guarantee him he's going to be successful, because he's in the line of those who came before him who dreamed that we would have our own. And anytime you're in that line, you're going to be successful. And God bless you. Continue doing what you're doing, regardless of those who have other thoughts or want to put the stumbling blocks in your way. God knows the heart. Keep on keeping on. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you so much. And I think with those words, that just about wraps up our show tonight. I want to tell everyone to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com and check out what we're doing. We're doing some phenomenal things in the world of media. And I'm really excited about what we're doing and how we're doing it. So visit our website. Again, I'm going to give it to you at punchtvstudios.com. You can also call our offices at 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, and you can call us 24 hours a day, and there'll be someone there to talk to you, and if they can't help you, we'll make sure someone gets back to you within a relatively short period of time. Again, we want to thank our co-host of this show, Sharifa. Thank you so much and for being a phenomenal engineer and putting this all together. And we're out. Have a Punch TV night.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.